What's going on here? Why can't I move my hands and my wait, did you tie me up? No, I'm shaking my head because I need to clear my thoughts real quick. Fuck. I knew that drink you gave me tasted funky, but I thought it was just. Never mind. So you drugged me and you brought me. Where are we? What is this an office? You drugged me and brought me to your office and tied me up to your office chair? Really? Okay, I can't. I can't even put into words how pathetic this is. You tied me to an office chair with these kinds of knots. Oh, honey, we both know this isn't going to work out. What? What are you doing? Caressing my shoulder? Because I can't get my arm free? Putting your hand on my thighs? This would be way more sexual if you had bothered to take my clothes off, but what? Why didn't you? You didn't dare. Figured. So, you really had to tie me up to what? To talk to me? It's never just talk, isn't it? To pet me without me biting you? Oh, I dare you to come close enough to my face, and I will bite you, and you know this. But I think you hoped for it, didn't you? Get your hands off me, you little brat. No, I still have to sort through my thoughts because I have been drugged and fucking tied up to an office chair. Hands off me. I said, hands off me. No, don't touch me there. You are such a brat. No, I'm not getting excited. I'm getting angry because you're fondling me. No. So here's the thing, my dear, and I think this isn't what you think it is. No, you know what's happening here because either there are only two possible scenarios here. The first one is, you truly are this pathetic and have no idea how to tie knots that would keep me in place. But you see, I think you're smarter than that because it's so easy to break free. Come here. Oh, come, you can struggle a little bit more. Make it worth my while, stupid brat. See, it's so easy to wrap this rope around your neck. You wanted this. Confess, you wanted this. You knew I'd break free from this. I appreciate the game, but you need to learn a lot. You really need to learn a lot. But okay, come here. Let me drag you with the rope against your throat, just over here. No, I'm not going to hurt you. Not much. It's not my style, you see. But I think you know that already too, because we did talk for a little. So I will just pull this rope over here and make a makeshift collar for you and fasten it to whatever kind of pipe this is you have in your office. I don't care. So, you could try to unknot this, I know, but we both know we won't try this. Aren't we? No, we are not. So, I will just stay over here, just out of reach for now. And I will ask you again, why did you dare to drag me and tie me up? with these lackluster nods. You wanted to get closer to me. Mm. And you knew that I appreciated a little game. I don't know. You took it maybe a little bit too far, but I already told you before this happened I found you cute. So, okay. I will give you a chance. But I am not sure if you know what you're in for. No, I'm not talking physical pain here. I'm talking about true submission. I want you to serve me. Oh, I will take care of your bodily needs when I feel like it, when I'm satisfied, when I'm bored. So, before I can start properly training you, the procedure is always the same, so let's get this out of the way. But first of all, lean in a little bit. Hands behind your back. Very good. And now look at me. Good. Insolent little brat. Don't you ever dare turn me up against my will again. Good. What? I just slapped your face a little bit. Did you think I wouldn't punish you at all for this? Don't look at me so shocked. Good. Now, onto your knees. On your knees. Good. Good, my sweet man. Before you dedicate all your desire to me and all your longing to me, I want to reset you. There's an easy way to do this. So, no, you can keep your shirt on. It's just a little procedure we need to take care of. So, however, I want you to take off your pants and whatever you're wearing underneath them. And for God's sake, take off your shoes and socks, because I hate seeing naked legs with shoes and socks on a cute guy like you. It doesn't suit you.